Oh, you want to be interviewed too? Okay. What is today?
September 11th.
Right, and what's the significance of that day?
The Twin Towers. Not the jail Twin Towers, but you know, the Twin Towers in New York.
Right, right. And so, do you notice anything different at Union Station today?
Pretty empty. It's pretty empty. It's not a lot of people.
Have you noticed the police officers walking around with machine guns?
No. They always have their dogs, but machine guns, that's a little bit to the extreme.
Do you have a special message to the listeners that you want to say about September 11th? And
September 11th was a sad day, but, you know, I make it better.
Well, do you remember 10 years ago? What happened when you found out about it?
I remember. I think I was going to middle school. I was going to Monroe. I got up. My mom was screaming, "Oh, the towers, and screaming like all over the house, woke everybody up. And I get up and I'm like, "Oh, I don't have to go to school today." Like, I didn't really know the significance of it.
Were you tripped out?
No, I really didn't care. I was happy that I didn't have to go to school. I was like in the sixth grade, you know, I was happy. Yeah. So it made my day better.
Well, but what do you think about it now? Like, through the years, it got us into a couple more wars and stuff.
It's sad. Like, it's really sad. But I feel like it goes deeper than that. Like, you got these FRID chips and you got the government talking about we're in a depression and, like, they're trying to just make it a one-world government. Like, it goes deeper and deeper. So it's like what they say, like, they probably did it themselves. They probably made that attack.
So do you think they did it to freak everybody out?
To make everybody scared.
Well, cool. Is there anything that you're going to do to commemorate September 11th today?
Eat my pastrami sandwich, and that's it. Get on Facebook and Twitter.